Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. We are so thrilled you're here. Pastor Chuck and myself, we are honored to get to be part of your day, and I know a lot of you do this every single weekday. If you ever get behind, just go to weekdaypodcast.com. It's an easy way to catch up and maybe find a topic that we haven't talked on recently. Well, all this week, I've been talking about this idea of preparing for Easter and Jesus, how he does that in a similar way that he walked into the temple and he confronted sin and he challenged the structure of their lives. He does that to us, not to hurt us, not to harm us, but to help us become more like him. And so today, I want to close out that idea of the temple by talking about this third piece. Not only does he confront sin, not only does he challenge the structure of our lives, but he ultimately calls us for surrender. Jesus talks about this in John 2. He talks about what he meant this to be. And essentially what Jesus is asking for is for us to be an all-out sellout, for us to release the control of our life and accept what he has for us, regardless of the place, the plan, the provision, that we would raise the white flag of our lives and we would say, I surrender all to you. Our relationship with Jesus isn't meant to be romantic. It's not meant to be warm and fuzzy. It's meant to be an all-out sellout to say, Jesus, you've got all of me. And so today, I want to just go through some questions. If you're able to, I'd love for you to reflect on them. If you're able to pray through them, I'd love for you to do that and essentially do a heart scan. I believe most of these questions come from John Wesley, the great preacher from years gone by, but some of them have been modified a bit. But I'd love to use these as a way of asking, how is your heart? Have you surrendered to him? Number one, here's the first question. Who are you trying to please? Who are you trying to please? With your wife, your job, your vocation. Number two, which of your needs are you trying to meet? Which of your own needs are you trying to meet? Number three, what insecurities are you holding on to? What insecurities are you holding on to? Number four, what feelings are running your life? What feelings are running your life? Number five, what do you value most? What do you value most? Number six, what are your expectations about God? Number seven, what are you hiding from God? Number eight, what are you hiding from yourself? Number nine, what are you hiding from other people? And the last question, have you lied about any of these? The goal of today is that when Jesus walks into our lives, he's not walking into a physical temple. He's walking into the temple of our hearts. And when Jesus steps into our heart, he wants us to have a relationship with him that is real and personal. And so today, I want to encourage you, allow him to confront the sin in your life, allow him to challenge the structure of your life, and then look for those places where he's calling you to surrender, to be an all-out sellout to him. Have a great day, and we can't wait to see you soon. Visit easterandsugarhill.com for all things Easter. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.